you know, one thing that Brother Brett touched on, well, God touched on, was that people work, Christians work in the psychic realm. So, you know, if you want to hear something bad enough from God, you'll hear it because Satan will make sure you hear it. If you want to hear what a wonderful person you are and how God's going to, you're so talented and how God's going to use you, the devil will tell you that. So you really need to be really watchful about what you're desiring. You know, if I was you, I'd quit desiring. And I would just let God do, if God's working on you, just let him work on you and quit wanting to hear some great, wonderful word from him, because sometimes it doesn't come from the throne of grace. Sometimes it comes from the throne of hell. And the more you walk with God, the more you learn about the word, the more confused you're getting. Plain and simple. The story about Pharaoh's heart. God hardened his heart. He was born for such a purpose. He was born for the purpose of showing his glory. Same with Judas. He was born for the purpose to betray Jesus. Some people are born to do the things they do for the opposite side. So, I don't know. You just have to get before the Lord. Just have to seek God's face daily. And you have to find out what's really going on in my life. I really believe with all of my heart, because I found this to be true in my own life, if you would just quit trying to find out what's going on in your own life, and would you would just get out there and do the Father's will, what's supposed to be going on in your own life will be revealed to you. But if you're just constantly asking God, what are you going to do with me? What are you going to do with me? The devil's going to come in here and tell you what he's going to do with you, and you're going to think it's God. So God says, you know, we're supposed to be about his business, and he'll take care of everything else in our lives. So I'm really, that prophetic word's going to be in the Sunday bulletin too. So I'd really read it. I'd really take it to heart. And you really don't want to go to hell. You really don't. I know somebody died and went to hell, and God brought him back, and he said, and God said they really don't want to go back there again because it's going to be 10 times worse than it was the first time they went. You know, once you die and go to hell, evidently from what God is saying, is it? And then God pulls you up out of hell, and then that really makes the devil mad because he had you down there. And because you were screaming and kicking and crying and saying, get me out of here, get me out of here, and God got you out of there. And then you didn't do the will of the Father, and then the devil is just now he's really going to torment you when he gets you there for eternity. He said, well, this is sort of, you know, I really didn't come to hear this. Well, you know, you're going to have to hear this. This is a dispensation that we're in. We're in a time where we have to know that heaven's real and hell is real. We have to know that we have to get ourselves cleaned up. We should already be cleaned up. We have to know that we are in a battle. And that battle is going to continue to rage until Jesus Christ comes and takes you on home. Amen. Tonight, what I want to do is, Chuck Pierce put something out that I really thought was profound. Maybe some of you read it, and if you did, that's great. You can listen to it again. But I think the body of Christ is not quite aware of the things that are going on around about him. I heard this morning where they're looking for America to have a 9.2 or 9.5 earthquake. I forget which it is. But you know, the Bible talks about the earthquake, and way back in the 80s when God told me, he said, daughter, watch for the, and he really emphasized the earthquake, because the earthquake's going to divide America, and America will no longer look the same as it did before the earthquake. And I was talking to Brother Chris about today, and he told me that, what are they doing? All right, he said that the government already has plans for contractors and supplies. They're all gearing up for this big earthquake that is going. It is going to hit, and it's going to destroy whole cities. And what God told me, he said some cities won't even be after the earthquake. So, are you going to be in that city? We don't know, do we? If we are where God tells us to be, we will be in the right place. And God will protect us. But if God has told you to move somewhere and you haven't moved, well, then you could just be in the place where the earthquake is going to you know, swallow your city up. I don't know. But they're also talking about the grid now is going to go down. You know, their electrical grid is going to go down. And when Brother Larry and I was first married, we went to Philadelphia, I think it was, and they was warning us about this and what we needed to do to gear up for this time when we wouldn't have electricity. like they would say, Wyoming will have can use electricity for 2 hours a day, period. That's it. You know, and then, you know, they would have it set up where different places could use a certain amount of electricity for that day. And they were telling you exactly what to do. Have we done it? No. But I've been feeling an urgency in my spirit for at least 2 years. We need to get a generator? Get a generator. So I know why now, since we're talking about this again. That's about ready to happen, saints, and you won't have electricity. What are you going to do? Like Jim Baker was saying today, your freezer goes out, there goes all your food. Of course, he's selling his food in cans, but you know, if your freezer goes out and you don't have a generator, there goes all your food. This is just stuff you need to think about because this is where we're at. And whenever these things hit, are you going to be ready? Or are you going to be those that's been, you know, heard it, haven't done anything about it, and you're running around scared? Now, God said he would take care of his own, right? You know, I was doing something down in the kitchen, and Little House on the Prairie was on, and this man's wife was killed. And he said to Charles, I've read in the Bible of all that. He wouldn't go to church because his wife was killed. He said, I read in the Bible where God did all these miracles. Why couldn't he have caused a miracle and not let my wife die in that fire today? And Charles Ingalls looked at him. He says, you know, I really don't know. And as he walked away, he said, if I did, I would be God. So I said that to say this. I don't know why God does what he does because I'm not God. And neither are any of you. So we just have to learn to listen to God's voice, make sure you're hearing his voice, and then do what he's telling you to do. And if you do that, then you're going to be all right because he's going to lead, guide, and direct you no matter what's coming down the road. All right? All right, this is Chuck Pierce. And he said, during worship on Sunday, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, watch where the movement of the ground occurs this week. That's this week we're in. For I am causing that which has held that area in bondage, the iniquities, to break from my triumph power to come into that region. And as I was reading that, I just felt in my spirit that could also be our vessels. Watch how God is moving through our vessels this week. See what's going on. And then he says, for I am causing that which has held that area in bondage. So if we've been in bondage in any way, then God said he's going to set that, he's going to come and set that region free. All right. See, when you read God's prophetic word, you really have to delve into it. You have to say, okay, God, I really want to know the depth of that word. I really want to know what you say. I just don't want to read a surface. I want to go into the depth of that word, and I want to hear what you're really telling me in that word. Because we take too much at surface level, and God wants us to go deeper in that. He says, Linda Heidler wrote me yesterday to share, and this is what she shared. On Sunday, before you gave the word about watching the places that shake this week, the Lord began to show me Israel crossing the Jordan, then facing Jericho. He said that some had been seeing God miraculously open a way for them. They're talking about us now. He said that some had seen God miraculously open a way for them to get into the land he had promised them. Remember, he said that the way was open for us to get into the promised land, right? She said, but there was a huge obstacle that mocked them and said they could go no further and would die where they were. And I believe that's what's stopping a lot of people in the body of Christ from advancing, because that obstacle has been set before you and trying to cause you to die right where you're at. The Lord said for them to be quiet and listen to the strategy he would give them. So if you're in that place, be quiet, and God's going to give you strategy. And what to do then. As they followed his direction, there would be a shaking and a sound that would cause the mocking obstacle to fall. Then she said, I would encourage you to watch where shaking occurs this week and begin to decree that those areas will open up to a sweeping new move of God's power and glory. Every place I turn, people are being plagued this week, last 3 weeks, by the enemy. You need to be listening for the voice of God to tell you how to handle this thing. And today as I was studying, God really impressed it upon my heart that we need to quit looking at our circumstances totally and completely. Don't look at your circumstances ever again. If God is for us, then he's not against us. He just impressed upon me that we have to trust him totally, completely, 100%, and move forward and do his work. And quit looking at your circumstances. He just impressed upon it was very, very important that we didn't look at our circumstances. Whether it be your health, whether it be your finances, whether it be your car broken down, whatever it is, you cannot look at those circumstances. We have to truly trust him 100%. Are you listening? Trust him 100%. It doesn't matter what's being shaken around about you. You have to keep your eyes upon God because he's going to take care of you. If you don't keep your eyes upon God, this is what he was impressing in my spirit. If you don't keep your eyes upon God, then you're going to go under because you're so concerned about what the enemy's doing to you and around you. So if you're doing that, don't do that no more. It's hot, Lord. What are you saying? I want to encourage you to journal. Not only can you express your thoughts better, but you can hear him more clearly. This is a perfect example of journaling. Penny Jackson and Pam and I were discussing how hot it is. Penny then went before the Lord with it, and this is what he showed her. In other words, when they say journal, it means when you have something on your heart, go before the Lord, hear what he has to say, write it down. All right? Because he's giving you direction. She shares, I said to the Lord, it is so hot. I had read or heard somewhere that the drought on the earth is representative of the drought in the spirit realm. Isn't that awesome? Because there is a drought in the spirit realm. I'm not surprised, but I said, Lord, it is so hot. And what I don't understand is how can it end anytime soon? Because I can't see how there will be a spiritual awakening that will happen that quickly. To change this heat, something would have to happen very quickly. So what will cause this drought to break, Lord? And she's talking about the drought in the spiritual realm. The Lord answered the following. I am turning the heat up under my people. I'm not allowing them to rest and be comfortable. I'm not allowing life as usual. Are you listening to what you're reading? I am turning the heat up under my people. I'm not allowing them to rest and be comfortable. I'm not allowing life as usual. This is not a time for play or fun in the sun, and I won't let that be. Isn't that what God's been prophesying to us? There's an intensity right now. I want my people to feel the intensity and ask me why. I was listening to Jim Baker yesterday, and he was saying, he cried out to God, why, God, why? I'm doing everything you're telling me to do. I'm your son, and why is this happening to me? And God spoke to him and says, it's because you are wreaking havoc in the spirit of darkness. He says, a sign to you that you're fine. When all hell is breaking loose around about you, that's a sign that you're fine, that you're God's child, and you're doing danger to the kingdom of darkness. And then he was happy. You know? So and we all should be happy when the enemy's coming at us because that, and I've told you this before, that proves to you that you're really a child of God, that you're really doing what God's telling you to do, and the enemy's upset with you, and he's trying to discourage you to take you out. I want my people to feel the intensity and ask me why. When there are things of biblical proportion, it should lead my people to me. They should want to know why. They should question me, and I will answer them. You hear that? There is a preparation in this time, in this for times ahead. While this time and season is uncomfortable physically, days are coming when there will be discomfort in so many areas. And so, hey guys, this is just the beginning of a whole lot of discomfort. Right? This is a training for days ahead. A learning how to walk through intensity now in heat, later in more ways. You know, so many people are getting discouraged and giving up right now because they just can't deal with what's going on. Give your Bible away and go read a Western or something. Because, you know, you've already lost the battle. It is unreal what Satan will do to you when you are trying to do the will of the Father, or when you are doing the will of the Father. When you're trying, he doesn't bother you quite as bad, because you're not hurting him, because you're just trying something. Then God said the heat will not continue forever, and the drought will not continue forever. It is for a season and for my purposes. You did read that the heat would keep hurricanes at bay, and when the heat lessens, there is more chance for hurricanes. So there is also a protection of sort in this. Right now is not the time for a hurricane to come, because there are other things going on that need to happen. See, God has to keep this heat, you know, the natural heat, because he can't have a hurricane happen right now, because there's other things that he needs to get done before he allows the hurricane to come, all right? And this is the way it happens in your life, too. You think, God, I just can't deal with this any longer yet. You have to deal with it until God's finished with it, because he's getting you prepared for the next worst thing that's going to come your way. The next thing that's come your way is going to be far worse than what you just came through. And even though you can't imagine that, it really does happen that way. It's one trauma, I say, after another. You think, God, when is this ever going to let up? You know, I really don't think it is going to let up. Because we are in the end times, and I don't know when the end is going to be, so don't even ask me. It could be 50, 60, 100 years from now. But we are in the end times, and there are things that God has to do, and things are intensifying, and the enemy's intensifying. He is coming at us with everything he has. It's no holds barred. He doesn't care. He just wants to take you out, and he doesn't care how he does it. A major hurricane at this point would slow down what needs to be going on in the city. And a little while later, Lord, what would you say about this heat and the drought? What do you want me to know about that? Lord, I don't understand why it is so hot. I know you're allowing it. Will you tell me why? So she asked the same question again, right? I sent the rain in June to prepare you for this. Think of what it would be like if I had not sent the rains in June. In the spirit realm, I also send the rain to prepare you, to shore you up for what's ahead. There are such intense times ahead. Are you seeing that? All you complainers, quit complaining right now. Because things are going to get worse. You know, and I'm not saying in your own homes. I'm not saying that. I'm saying in the world around about you. Groceries keep getting higher and higher. Gas is going up again. Some things you can't even get. Eggs are out of sight, so get your own chickens and raise your own eggs, right? So, you know, things are just getting worse and worse and worse. One time when I was really young, 18, I was told, you know, bread was 4 loaves for a dollar. And I was told there'd become a time in your lifetime when you'll pay $5 a loaf of bread. And I laughed. I said, you have to be crazy. No way would I pay $5 for a loaf of bread. What do you pay for a loaf of bread? $5. And I was told milk would go like this, too. We used to pay 50 cents for a gallon of milk. Look what milk costs today. I was told that when I was 18 by my father-in-law. I didn't think he knew what he was talking about, but he sure did. So, you know, get ready. We don't know. Bread might be $10 a loaf before it's all over. We don't know. You ladies are going to have to learn how to make homemade bread. Where am I at, Nancy? I said, I sent the rain in June to prepare you for this. Think of what it would be like if I had not sent the rain in June. In the spirit realm, I also send the rain to prepare you, to shore you up for what's ahead. There are such intense times ahead. Right now it seems intense, but it will be so much more so later on. It's getting worse. Just as you are learning to adapt and adjust to the intensity of the heat right now, I am training you to adapt and adjust to the even greater intensity in the days ahead. You will need to learn to keep your head about you despite the heat and the intensity. See, this is where it makes me so upset. Why can't the body of Christ keep their head? First thing to do is get stupid on you, don't they? You know, and they just, no common sense. They just, if things go wrong, and they just go wild. Just lose it. You know, what did God say here? You will need to learn to keep your head about you. So right now, tonight, I want you to determine in your heart that no matter what goes on, you're going to learn to keep your head. You're not going to go out here, go crazy, and lose your mind. But you're going to keep your head. Despite the heat, and you're going to, okay, you will need to learn to keep your head about you despite the heat and the intensity. Right now, it would be easy to be irritable, to be angry, to lash out because it is physically so uncomfortable. I hear we're going to have 90-degree weather all next week or something. But in days ahead, it will also be tempting, but the results of lashing out then will have far greater consequences. In other words, as the heat rises in your homes, in your own personal lives, you're going to want to lash out at the people who are causing you trouble. God's saying, don't do that. God's saying, keep your head about yourself. God's saying, get in my presence. Seek my face. Ask me what you should do. Are you listening? And I don't know about you, but even though bad things are going on around about me, I have a peace deep down inside. I even feel happy. And I'm thinking, the other day I said, Devil, you're so stupid. I'm happy. I don't care what you're doing. If you want to go ahead and use somebody else and harass them, go right ahead, but you are not going to harass me. And you're not going to use them to steal my peace anymore. Are you listening to that? Don't allow the devil to use somebody else to steal your peace. Don't allow the devil to use somebody else to cause you to lose your head and do dumb things that you shouldn't be doing. Stay in perfect peace. Know that God is in control. And that God is not going to let you, he's not going to just abandon you just because he's put up the heat. Sometimes you wonder how hot he could possibly make the furnace, right? It can get hotter from what he's saying. But are you really ready? Saints, are you really ready as a body of Christ to really receive whatever God allows to come your way? Because anything that comes your way, he allows it. Are you really ready to receive whatever he allows to come your way and keep your head about yourself? And quit your rant and raving and carrying on like a fool and cussing and going on and blaming everybody around you for what's going on. Do you ever think God allows certain things to happen in your life just because there's something in you that he has to get out of you? Are you listening? He might put somebody in your life that makes you very angry. So he's saying, okay, I'm going to use this person now to a little prick that's in your side. I'm really just going to stick it in there a little bit deeper until you quit being angry over this thing. When you learn to submit that thing to me, what did he say to Paul? His grace is sufficient. When you learn to submit that thing to him, then you one day you'll find out, oh, the person's still there, but they are not affecting you any longer. Are you listening here tonight, guys? What's going on right now in the world is very, very imperative in the body of Christ. I read today where God is bypassing the church and he's going to bring in the younger people, and he's going to use the younger people, going to clean them up overnight, anoint them instantly, and they're going to go forth and do the works that God needs done in the house of God. So I was thinking about all you younger people in the Lord that have come into the house of God. If you'll just keep your head about yourself, if you'll just quit allowing the enemy to destroy you at every turn, then you are a candidate for God to use in this move, great move that he's bringing in the body of Christ. God's already chosen you, but now you have to choose him. You have to choose to do what he's asking you to do. You have to be willing to go the extra mile. You have to be willing to suffer at the hands of the enemy through another person. You have to be willing to do the things God's calling you to do. And we cannot compromise. We cannot back down. We just have to stand our ground at every turn. And right now, I know with what God has been having me teach, I know that he's calling out his people. That's C-U-L-L-I-N-G. He's allowing things to happen in your life, and you have to make some very, very good choices. You have to either choose to go ahead and allow God to keep pruning you, or you'll say, God, this is enough, and you'll just give in to the wiles of the enemy, and you'll go back to your old lifestyle. So, which is better? If Andrew falls off that chair, don't nobody go back and pick him up, because he's sleeping just like he would sleep in a bed. Don't nobody pick him up. Holy Spirit, knock him off the chair. So, you know, what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to follow God with all of your heart, no matter what comes down the road? Are you going to quit complaining and just say, God, your will be done? Or are you going to continue to complain, continue to push against God instead of flowing with God? The choice is totally and completely up to you. Jeremiah. This lady said, the Lord reminded me of these verses from Jeremiah 17, 7, and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. That's the top thing. Somebody on the computer, somebody said something about the latest things the ISIS people are doing. And y'all probably got it too, where they're lining them up and they're putting a bomb in the ground, then setting them on top of the bomb, then blowing them up. And I said, dear Lord, how much crueler could they possibly get, you know? And, you know, what I was thinking about, I was watching these men, you know, they had tied up. And not a one of them ever looked frustrated or nothing. I mean, of course, they had their eyes covered, but I said, God, they all know that they're getting ready to die. They just don't know how they're going to die or how soon, whether it's going, they're going to make them suffer for an hour or just get it over with. But yet, whenever they picked them up, they got up and walked. And when they set them down, they sat down, not knowing what was going on. And then finally, they blew them up. Now, that's what a true child of God should do. It doesn't matter what God does with you. You just are a willing vessel for God to use any way he wants to use. Now, these guys died martyrs, right? And I know that their light was shining really bright as they were getting ready to die. Now, I didn't see one of them kick. I didn't see one of them complain. They just very obediently just let them lead them wherever they wanted to lead them. How many of us obediently allow God to lead us wherever he wants to lead us? How many of us allow God to do whatever he wants to do with us? And we know what the outcome is going to be, but we still allow him to do it. And how many of us do this willingly and not begrudgingly? Whether you know it or not, right now, saints of God, God is really judging you. You're going through one test after another to see if you're really going to be the warrior that God has called you forth to be. Now, are you really going to be a warrior for God? Are you really going to go ahead and let him take you through one test after another and really let him prove you? Or are you going to fuss about it? If you're fussing about it, then God can't use you. And I'm telling you, it was embedded in my spirit that we need to get our eyes off of our circumstances and look totally and completely at God. And whenever I said, God, I'm doing that right now, a perfect peace flooded my soul, and it has not left me. Because God knows, I didn't say that from my head. I said that from my heart. Because I'll tell you what, keeping my eyes in the circumstances has been just about driving me insane. But keeping my eyes upon Jesus brings me joy and peace. Circumstances haven't changed. I changed. You see what I'm saying? You know, all hell can still be breaking loose around about you, but you can say, God, I'm not going to look at this thing. I'm going to put my eyes upon you, and I'm going to keep it there. Because you said you have my back, and you said my enemies are your footstool. So what do I have to lose? Absolutely nothing, because my God is able. Now, that's the God I serve. He's able. What God do you serve? Does the God that you serve, is he able to do far exceedingly and abundantly more than you could ever imagine? Do you believe in the very depths of your soul that God is in control and God will bring you through this whole entire ordeal that you're going through? you know, I'm hearing God say, you know, touch not my anointed is in my word. But yet people keep touching my anointed over and over and over again. Now, you know, and he's saying my anointed ones are going to have to stand firm when they are being come against. They're going to have to trust me when they are being come against. They're not going to be able to scream and yell at me and say, God, do something about this. He's going to do something about it, but in his time, not our time. And I'm just encouraging each one of you here tonight to take a good long look at yourself. Why are you complaining so much? How many times have you slipped backwards and God pulled you back again? How many times in your times of whining did you really saying, God, I just can't trust you? Because that's what whining is all about. You don't trust God, or you wouldn't whine. And I know that because he told me that. You know, some of us make our own beds. We all know that. And sometimes we don't. Now, we make our own beds, and we're going to have to go through that thing until it's over. But when somebody else makes your bed, then God is in that thing, totally, completely, 100%. And it's in his hands, and he's taking care of it, and you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to be concerned about. Just go ahead and follow God. Now, the prophetic word that God gave us, there's many, many people sitting in the house of God. There's things, you have sin in your life, and you know you shouldn't be doing those things, but still you're doing them. Where are you going to end up at? You definitely don't want to end up in hell. You know, so many times say, God, you took me to hell 3 times to show me what was going on down there so I could have more compassion for people that were on the way there. And, you know, and I say, you know, I know that I know you can't do this because, all right, God said, this is just in the Bible, the rich man said, send somebody to tell my sons. And he said, no, they didn't believe my prophets when they went to them. They're not going to believe anybody now. And so what I was trying to say to God is, God, why don't you just take him for visiting to hell? But that won't do you any good. Some of you have already been there with a visit, and you're still not serving God the way you ought. So you see, you're going to have, it's your heart. It's your heart. You're the one that's going to have to search your heart. You're the one that's going to have to do a heart change. Somebody, I can't do it for you. God can't do it for you. The holy angels can't do it for you. It's you. And you keep clutching onto those things that don't amount to anything of why you can't serve God. They don't mean anything to God at all, those excuses you use. He wants you to serve him totally and completely, 100%. And he wants you to do it because you want to do it, that you love him, and not because somebody else said, if you don't serve God, you're going to go to hell. He doesn't want you to serve him because of that. He wants it to come from the very, very throes of your heart, is what he's saying. And when it comes to the very throes of your heart, you will change. When you just really, you need to say, God, I really want to fall so in love with you that nothing else will matter to me. See, but you're going to have to make that choice to say that. Because if you're still out there on a limb somewhere, still wondering what God's doing with you, then you haven't learned how to love God with all your heart. Come on. So I'm hearing God say, let's get it together tonight. Let's decide which side of the fence you're going to be on. And then be there and be happy. In other words, if you choose not to be on God's side, then be happy on the other side until you die. Because once you die, you're going to be in hell forever, utter torment. Amen. Gabriel said, I'm anxious to go to heaven so I can walk on the streets of gold, and I want to pick up some of the gold. I said, that's no reason to go to heaven. You go to heaven because you love God and you want to be with God. Well, I can do that and still want the gold in the streets. He's got this thing about gold. I said, no, you have to go to heaven. You have to love the Lord, and that's why you want to go to heaven. So maybe some of you are in here, too. You just want to go to heaven just for some oddball reason. But that's not the reason. The reason why you want to go to heaven is because you love the Father with all your heart. And if you don't love the Father with all your heart, and you're not totally committed to him, how are you going to get somebody else saved? You can't. Do you ever stop to think why you can't get somebody else saved? Do you ever think maybe they can see past your facade? They can see that you're really not sold out to God. They see all that. You know, the enemy makes sure that he opens up people's eyes and lets them see you for who you really are. And they don't want the half-truth. They want the whole truth. This world that God's sending into the church wants the whole truth. They've had enough of hell out there. And they want the truth. So what are you going to show them? Or what are you showing them right now? What are you showing them? Are you showing them the whole truth? Are you showing them that even though you're struggling in life, you still love the Father? You still trust and believe in the Father? And you're giving your all to the Father? Amen. I read where, you know, they were talking about homosexuals, and the pastor said, "Everybody, we love everybody. Everybody's allowed in our church because we're all on a journey." And isn't that the truth? We're all on a journey. And, you know, it's up to us whether we make it to the end of that journey. So let's not be judging one another. Excuse me. If you see one another sliding a little, then you need to lift them up in prayer. And you need to just cover them more with the blood of Jesus. And we just need to take hands, link arms, and go through this life serving God with all of our hearts, letting our light shine to the point that we draw, we draw all men to Christ. Are you listening? How bright is your light? Are you drawing people, you know, people, in other words, people would be drawn to you, but really they're being drawn to the light of Christ that's in you. Are you drawing people? You ask yourself that. Or are they backing away from you? You need to understand that when people come to you, they're not coming to you because they lust after you. They're coming to you because the light of Christ is inside of you and it's drawing them. And then what they need to hear is you tell them about the love of God. You're not supposed to embrace them and go to bed with them. You're supposed to tell them about the love of God. Amen. When I was on the road and my mother went with me a couple of times, men would come up and hug me, you know, and everything else. And mother said, "They're so lustful." I said, "No, they're not, Mom." I said, they're being drawn by God that's inside of me. It took her a long time to understand that. And see, this is the problem. If you're out there and you men and you women both, and let's just say with the men, if a woman comes up and hugs you and everything else, you get all twitterpated and you get all sex minded and that it should never be, and it happens to women too. Your mind should be stayed upon Christ, and you should understand it's not you, but it's the light inside of you that drew them to you. And really, what they want what you have, and what you should have to give them is Christ, in Christ only. So tonight, God's saying, as you stand on your feet and come to the altar, He wants you to come to the altar surrendering your heart to Him. He wants you to surrender your heart to Him because He wants to purify your hearts tonight. And God said, some of you are carrying shame that you need to give to Him tonight. Just give Him that shame. Because you can't work for God while you're carrying shame. God said, if you would just give Him your heart, such a glory drop will drop on you that your life will be totally and completely changed. Somebody, Brett, quickly there. Your life will be totally and completely changed. So He wants all of your heart tonight. All of your heart tonight. All of it. All of it.